This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour. It's Mark
and Rich Paul.
You can call in and talk live about whatever it is that you'd like to talk about here on Free Talk Live. And before we get into the calls, just to bring up a little idea of some of the things that I've brought in here. Apparently, the New York Times is pointing out that Biden, who's at this point the front runner amongst the Democrats, don't expect it to stay that way. We've got a long way to go to 2020. So
yeah, I think Biden's a sacrificial lamb.
You think that somebody else is going to come along that's...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Any predictions at this point?
No. The only exception to that is it's possible that Biden has been preordained by the powers that be, but
I suspect Jeb Bush was too.
Well, that's the thing, is they don't always get what they want.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting better at cheating, though. They learned a lot about cheating when they cheated Ron Paul in the Republican Party in 2008.
They cheated Bernie Sanders, too.
They cheated Bernie Sanders, too. And those are, I mean, the thing is, when you think about it, it's cheaper to win two primaries than to win one general election. So it makes more sense to have the fixed candidate just win both nominations.
Yeah.
If you're a banker, that's much cheaper. It may cost you a couple of billion dollars less, but then you're going to make many, many, many billions off being able to control the president, whoever it is.
Rent seeking, this is what it's called, seeking, you know, rather than sort of making a profit in the marketplace, rent seeking is just kind of...
seeking to make other people pay you for nothing.
Yeah, more or less is what they call it. So rent seeking is a behavior because it works, not because it doesn't.
Right. Right.
So, here from the New York Times, Biden's 2020 rivals attack him from the left on climate change. So Biden is a climate change proponent. However, he's taking a sort of middle of the road. His front runner is seeking a middle ground on policies to reduce global warming emissions. Additional details in the report describe Biden's forthcoming policy is likely to include reinstating Obama-era regulations on automobiles, coal-fired power plants, while leaving a role for nuclear energy and natural gas in the United States' energy mix. And this is another reason why the left can't win. The left can't win because it eats itself. There's no right opinion for a leftist. There is only right. one opinion, and that is theirs, and everybody else's sucks because it is not precisely theirs.
Yeah, I mean, if there's you no really want to see a liberal's head explode, tell him that Islam forbids abortion.
and gay people.
And that the more Muslims who immigrate here, therefore, the more likely it is that abortion will eventually be outlawed.
And gays will be sacrificed, or
at
whatever.
Tell a pro-life person that since it's primarily people who are pro-choice who are having abortions, literally, they're
arguing to increase the people who disagree with them.
Exactly, yeah. So that eventually, if you ban abortion, enough people who believe in abortion will overrule you.
Let's go to the phones here. We've hit on enough topics to stir the pot, no doubt. Let's go to the phones. I'll take Bad Slave calling in on the Discord lines. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Mark.
Are you stirred or are you shaken?
Good to what?
Are you stirred or are you shaken? We've been stirring things up. He said.
Well, I'm all of the above. Let me just put it that way. But I mean that, you know, it's not that exciting anymore these days.
Yeah, I'm getting old too.
The beards are great. I love your beard, buddy.
cam.freetalklive.com. What's on your mind, Bad Slave?
The vaccination thing. It occurs to me right now that the real vitriol is the pro-vaccination stuff. I believe that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are concerned about the safety of vaccines that are just wanting to control their own children's and their own personal, access to that kind of therapy. And I can't, for the life of me, see how anybody can argue this should be something we all control for ourselves. So the idea that there are CDC folk and doctors running around doing programs and long diatribes about how we've got and we're not talking about a specific shot that somebody can take and deal with, and they're actually talking about.
We're not talking. You're talking about several shots.
Feeding it into the tiniest little bodies that are available to us.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons, Bad Slave, that they go after newborn babies is because they don't expect to see them again. You know, they basically, they're like, well, you know, some percentage of newborns will never enter a hospital again for 10 years.
I heard you say that earlier.
Yeah.
And I agree. That's true. But, wrong, okay?
I agree.
I mean, people, if they don't get their vaccinations, many survive just fine. So it's like there are people out there that has never had a vaccine in their life. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that never had a vaccine in their life, they survived.
Thank you for the call, Bad Slave. I have a good friend, and he is a friend of Bad Slave's and yours, nobody. His father passed away the night that he got a series of vaccines. And, you could say it's not associated. But he believes it is.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
It seems reasonable that he would believe it is.
That's how, and that's how nature works, that your mind is programmed from the days that we were picking things up off the ground in the forest and eating them, that if you see somebody take something and they die, you don't take that thing, and that kind of adjusts fear levels to reality. That's how it's supposed to work, and it's supposed to be do it based on people that you personally know.
Let's go to Keith calling in from Virginia. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. Listen on WNIS.
Hi, how are you doing, Mark and
all's
Rich?
Well.
Good.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. A couple of not too long ago. Gentleman, he's called the show before, and he has a terrible, extensive.
Keith, you're dropping some packets here. I'm terribly sorry. Can you just, whatever it is, make it as short as possible? We're having some kind of difficulty.
So he's got an extensive background in veterinary science and in human medicine and pathology. And he said that polio, for example, eradicated by the Secretary of Agriculture in the 1950s, not by vaccines.
Keith, I'm terribly sorry, but for whatever reason, we're just not getting you there. What it sounds like he's saying is there's some argument that the polio vaccine was eradicated not because of the vaccines, but because of something done by the Secretary of Agriculture. I have heard these things. I don't know. I don't think, it's a causation-correlation situation. We can't say that because people got polio vaccines that polio was eradicated in the United States because of that. Because that's just correlation, not causation. And science doesn't necessarily know. I don't know. The numbers...
Yeah. And it could be a factor without being the only factor.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
And we do it 7 nights a week, 365 days a year. If it's between 1900 and 2200 hours Eastern time, you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. And liberty.menu, it's a website for libertarians. And it's for libertarians to advertise their businesses and for libertarians to go find businesses that are owned by libertarians. It's for individuals who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. We call them libertarians. And you can go to liberty.menu to find a directory of events, businesses, and digital content. Listings are rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect, too, so you can connect and share with others. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. It's a liberty.menu. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Maple syrup.
He loves that the Japanese government took my maple syrup.
Hi. Maple syrup. Hi. We do it 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Steal people's maple syrup.
But how long do you last?
About 3 hours.
3 hours? Yeah, but is all of that? Well, never mind.
It's tantric. What's on your mind here, David? I know you wanted to talk about Ian conveniently being in Japan.
Isn't that convenient?
He's listening right now.
Isn't that convenient? Wait a minute, though. One more thing is, you say, what you said earlier about today's edition, but isn't every day the Lion Mothers edition of Free Talk Live?
Lion Mothers?
Today is always the tomorrow you worried about yesterday, so yes.
Okay, got it, I think. But as for Ian in Japan, that conveniently makes it so he can't cut me off in the middle of my story.
We're here to fill in for him.
That just hit me that I might still be in trouble. Anyway, I was telling a story that
I'm in danger.
Knowing Ian well enough, I even tried to clue him in that there was a second part to this story that was the punchline, and he cut me off before I delivered the punchline. It was a serious punchline, not a humorous one. I was telling about, you were on the subject of cop behavior, and I had lived in town a long time ago that a friend of mine had been in a restaurant at brunch time, and the next table over there was a booth and then another booth with cops in it. They all, met up, had their midday or whatever, their breakfast, early lunch, whatever. And he all of a sudden overheard one of them say, or ask the other ones, have you seen that that guy that drives that, I had a brown van at the time, that brown van recently? And they all said, no, we haven't seen him. This was a female cop, the only female cop in the area. And she said, because I haven't seen him for about 3 weeks. I happened to be out of town at the time. And then she said, what can we do to put him in jail? Because he's an a-hole. And the other,
well,
thing,
right.
The cop, pardon?
I said, well, they're,
yeah,
right.
They got it right. But being an a-hole, I don't
think it's constitutionally protected.
Yeah. But so the
I may not like that you're an a-hole, but I'll fight to the death for your right to be an a-hole.
and I appreciate that. The part that I didn't get to say is that the other cops at the table, they said, well, he might be an a-hole, but he doesn't do anything. So they were actually standing up for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you could see, at one point, at least one of them was willing to use their power to, and fortunately, yeah, the sort of the group shoved that down. David, that's really, it's heartening to see, hear some do that. Thank you for the call. We do have a bunch of calls in line, so I'm jumping ahead here. Let's go to the Christian Anarchist calling in on Discord. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. Yeah, I'm a big
conspiracy theorist, but, you know, I talked to my wife a little bit ago, and I think she's getting to be a bigger one than I am.
I think everybody is. I think that everybody has just sort of these conspiracy theories that they believe go on in life.
I mean, the way I look at it, it's like you'd have to be a fool to say there are no conspiracies
yeah.
going on in the world with 7 billion people. So we're all conspiracy theorists. The question is, which stories do we believe and which stories do we disbelieve? The people we call conspiracy theorists actually probably believe in fewer conspiracies than you do.
Judging.
The way I came up with this... discussion was we were talking about, you know, I want to land my little helicopter in the backyard, and there's something coming up now in 2020 called ADS-B, which is an aircraft surveillance system that you have to put on your plane if you're going to fly within 50 miles of any major airport. So what that results in is they know where you are at all times, what altitude you're at, where you've been.
That's kind of a good thing for airplanes, right?
Well, it can be, but also it's, you know, we were talking about the surveillance aspect.
Yet another tracking device.
Yeah.
And she was saying, well, this is the way the government, I was surprised to hear this from her, she's saying, well, this is the way the government is going. They want every piece of evidence to be digital so they can fabricate whatever they want. You know, they don't care if the data is reportable. They care that it's editable so they can edit the data to say anything they want. So, and you can't, dispute their edited data, just like these videos now.
When
in court, you can by questioning the source of the data.
And ask
people when they're on the stand, what database was that data in? How many people had access to that database? How many people had right access to that database?
And
that's a good question.
A good lawyer will do that. However, most people are never going to get to trial, and that's a shame. But
go to trial, please.
Yeah, no doubt. When we first got into this business, Ian and I can't remember who we were sitting with who said it. I think I remember, but I don't want to call out a name when I don't know for certain. They said that, look, either you guys are inconsequential on the air to freedom, or the government's going to take you down. And there, you'll know that you're...
Or you're already working for them. That's the other possibility.
Right. Well, that was the idea. Right. And, basically he was skeptical that we were of any value to the ideas of liberty, because if we were... a value to the ideas of liberty, the government would take us down. I'm not sure I'm that conspiratorial, but that was his notion. And he said, look, if they want to take you down, here's how they're going to do it. They're going to do it with child pornography. They're just going to say...
Certainly that's coming, and I think it's not too far away. And I go, you know, whenever I go to China, I
basically,
go to China.
My theory with child pornography is what you're saying, is because if once it's digital, child pornography is a digital offense. And if they want, that's what this guy's theory was, is if they want, they just put it on your computer from remotely, and then poof.
Well, I believe that, and that's why I take down these wood chipper people on Twitter. You know, I say, well, look, you want to be
free talk live
to a wood chipper who are just
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Heavy rains are sending rivers out of their banks in much of the South. More than 2 inches of rain fell for Mother's Day in New Orleans. A state of emergency has been declared in parts of Mississippi. WLOX-TV reporter Hugh Keaton.
Saturday afternoon, the rising water forced residents in the Mill Creek RV park out of their homes. With water rushing in, about a dozen residents were rescued.
They just overtook the park. I lost everything.
Across the county, officials estimate a around 30 people had to be rescued. On Highway 49, water from Red Creek nearly reached the bridge and topped several campers. Wiggins Fire Chief Jody Hatton says he's seen flooding in areas that don't usually flood.
And people weren't prepared for it.
The floods caused more than 20 road closures around Stone County.
A nor'easter hitting the east now is expected to linger into Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Mother's Day edition. Thanks, moms. It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, mother or not, here on Free Talk Live. And, yeah, Rich, let's go straight to the phones. I don't have any housekeeping to do, so we'll go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Sarah.
Yes. Did you know that salt is a necessary nutrient?
Sure.
And, and then this whole salt scare is trying to make us ill, you know, so that they could sell more pharmaceutical medication. You know, I'm convinced.
Well, I think it's the vast majority of Americans are probably getting all the salt they need in their diet. I mean, I'm just guessing here. Most processed foods, that's foods boxes, that's foods that you buy at a restaurant, mm-hmm. foods that come in boxes, foods that come in cans, foods that come in bottles, the vast majority of food that's, you know, sort of not fresh produce mm-hmm. or perhaps fresh meats is already got salt in it.
Yeah, but they put that fear that you're supposed to get rid of table salt and, you know, you're supposed to have low salt diets. It's all a bunch of nonsense because the problem is that when we lack salt, we actually stop making proper amounts of stomach acid. You know, hydrochloric acid? Well, the chloric actually comes from sodium chloride.
Yep.
So then we have improper food digestion, especially for elderly, they always emphasize low salt for the senior citizens, and they have improper, digestion because they do not make enough stomach acid. That's the problem.
Okay. Huh.
You may well be right on that.
I'll take your word for it, Sarah. I do appreciate the call. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Cleared out the phone lines for you, but we've still got somebody on Discord. And if you want to get sound as good as Alex does here on Discord, you can go to the get the Discord app at discord.freetalklive.com. And among other things, we have these call-in rooms. Plus, there's this great chat going on. All the wonderful folks that you've heard on the air here are also chatting away. There are dozens of them in there at any given time, and I think hundreds and hundreds signed up to talk, so you never know who's just lurking about.
Hail Discordia.
Discordia. Let's go to Alex calling in from Indiana. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. Just a couple things that got brought up from some of the discussions earlier. First off, when we're talking to people, we always have our own initial view of the topic that's at hand. But when I ever talk to someone, I rarely find is when I say something different or they say something different to me, we don't say, okay, well, what made you look at what you're talking about that way? So I had a cousin who never wore a seatbelt, and he's now saying, well, if I wore a seatbelt in this crash I had, I would be paralyzed right now the way the car hit me.
Right.
But what he's not looking at is that, okay, you're right. In your specific scenario, you were better off because of what you did. But in, I don't know, I'm throwing out a number here, 95% of scenarios, you would have been better off wearing a seatbelt.
I'd say your number's pretty close. As a firefighter, I'd say your number's pretty close to on target. For me, I think that people should wear seatbelts. I certainly wear a seatbelt, and my child wears a seatbelt, my wife wears a seatbelt, people in my family wear a seatbelt, because I think that seatbelts, you know, in the vast majority of instances, are going to keep you safer in a car. However, what I would say is if somebody chooses not to wear a seatbelt, that should be their business. Yes. I do think there's the remote chance that they might lose control of their vehicle by being, say, shot through the window. I don't know how much that's going to make a deadly crash any less deadly, because they're probably already traveling through the window. But there's a remote chance that it could affect another person.
Well, the thing that I always considered with motorcycle helmets was I'm more likely to die if I'm not wearing a motorcycle accident. I'm more likely to be paralyzed and have a closed head injury if I am wearing a motorcycle incident.
A motorcycle helmet.
After an incident. So I would rather die than lie in a hospital bed for a long, long time.
Well,
so
it's a theory. Go ahead, Alex.
When you're talking decade.
Yeah, I mean, that was not essentially the point of the topic. That was an example Well, what really got me on here was when we're talking about, all right, why do vaccines start as a child, right?
Why do they give them to kids when they're like newborns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do we start? Well, it's because starting at time equals zero, your chance of disease is somewhat constant, but it differs throughout different stages of life.
Sure.
But it's the faster you can become immune, or that's, you know, one less person.
Or increase your immunity.
Yeah.
Because vaccines don't make you immune. That's why they have this, look for this herd immunity thing. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
They bring you up to some level, and then some higher level is created by the fact that basically the disease is eradicated in some manner, and we call that herd immunity.
But it's not really eradicated. It's eradicated within a certain population.
Smallpox is eradicated.
Smallpox is eradicated worldwide? No,
yes.
Unless
somehow one of the great scientists or the folks at the CDC somehow managed to bring it back. At this point, there are no cases worldwide of smallpox.
Yes,
Interesting. So at that point, the question is, do you then want to destroy the samples you use to make vaccines so that the thing can never escape the lab and live again?
I don't know.
That's dangerous, because if you get something similar, then
everything's dangerous.
You could take what we already have and say, okay, if we just change it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that if you've got the idea of how to make a vaccine, that you probably will be okay if smallpox ever rears its head again. I don't think it's likely.
Yeah, it's not like it's going to kill the whole population if it suddenly shows up. There are going to be a few cases, and somebody's going to get all upset and go into a tizzy, and they're going to do something.
Smallpox is...
Look at this tizzy over the measles, and the measles is not only is the measles no big deal if you get it, but if you had the measles, you're less likely to die of cancer.
The measles isn't chickenpox.
How do you do the math on those probabilities?
I'm not familiar with that, but measles isn't chickenpox. Measles is, maybe I wouldn't call it a deadly disease, but it certainly has the possibility of being deadly.
Oh, it can be deadly. It's like 1.5% deadly in the third world, but then again, the medical care in the third world is a lot worse.
How bad is the flu?
I don't know. I think it's a tiny fraction of a percent die.
Oh, really? I would have thought this.
It completely depends on the strain.
Okay.
Well, it also depends on where you are. Because if you get close to death in America, they're a lot more likely to be able to take you to the hospital and just give you IV fluids, which in a lot of cases will make you not die.
Yeah, if you're sitting out in the rainforest someplace.
Yeah, if you're dying of dehydration, IV fluids will fix you. And a lot of people die of dehydration.
Well, and, you know, this is where a lot of studies that are out there that are just, you know, kind of confined in their own academic worlds are not widely known by the public, and that's where I usually go and look and say, oh, here's a good question. Well, has someone already answered it, or is somebody being paid millions of dollars to try and answer it? And then you obviously get to look at the lien they had and who paid them. But
it's pretty obvious, though, that the average person is going to hit JAMA or New England Journal of Medicine or whatever they all are. I'm not saying that it's bad that you do it, Alex. I think it's awesome that you're doing it. But, those things aren't made for public consumption, and people just aren't going to go for them.
Yeah, but should we be looking off the things that we think are probably the most accurate?
Sure, we should. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. FreedomFest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to FreedomFest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to FreedomFest.com/FTL. FreedomFest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Everyone knows, even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A+ rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The final segment of Free Talk Live. The possibility does exist that if you call in very, very, very soon that we might get you on the air. The number's 855-450-3733, or you can use the Discord lines, discord.freetalklive.com. Make it easy for you. It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
The number, 855-450-FREE. Let's just go to the phones, Rich. I do want to promote the AMP program first, amp.freetalklive.com. If you like the idea that we'd give people the opportunity to speak, people that wouldn't otherwise be heard, if you like the ideas of liberty being promoted on more than 200 radio stations, go to amp.freetalklive.com and you help us do that. We're not taking the money and, you know, spending it on us. It's all going to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That's why we called it AMP, because that's what it's going for. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ralph calling in from Maine, listening on freetalklive.com. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Something I'd like to run by you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it was awful there. Go ahead.
Okay. I hear a lot of talk about, well, not just talk, but that laws being enacted on a national level and state level that you can't boycott Israel and blah, blah. And a lot of talk equating Zionism with Semitism.
Anti-Semitism, yeah.
Well, no, not Zionism is not anti-Semitism.
Right. But, okay, you're right. Zionism and Semitism, and then somehow
they're conflating anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism.
You're right. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Well, then, okay, so the State Department and national laws are equating those two to the same. Now, Joe Biden gets up and he says that he's a proud Zionist. Now, so you can't... Is that like untouchable? You can't say anything when Joe Biden says he's a Zionist. You can't criticize Zionism because it's a political movement, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I'll say right now, I am an anti-Zionist and I am not an anti-Semite.
Right.
You know, I love Jewish people and all people equally. All I demand from anybody is that they leave me alone.
Here's what I'll say. Bigots and cowards hide behind the argument of anti-Semitism when somebody's talking about Zionism. Look, anti-Semitism is real. There's no doubt about it. There are people that hate Jews because they're Jews, and those people suck. However, disliking the policies of Israel for any reason, whether you're right or wrong, isn't anti-Semitism, and anybody who says it is a joke.
And not only will I say that Israel should not torture Palestinians, I will say that Israel should not torture Jews.
I'll say Palestinians shouldn't torture Jews or Palestinians,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. That goes both ways.
Yeah, I've seen a great deal out of the sort of Palestinian side of this argument that sucks, too.
Yeah, and... you know,
what I see is a bunch of socialists arguing about how socialism should be done. And don't expect me to take a side.
and the University of Jerusalem did a study on genes, and they found that most Israelis aren't even Semitic. They're from the Turkic bloodline.
I don't know. I mean, I think it is unprofitable to spend any time trying to determine where, say, Ashkenazis come from, or if there is in fact a lost tribe of Gad in Africa, or whether the Ethiopians are Jewish. If they want to be called Jewish, they're Jewish. Fine, who cares?
Well, the thing is, Judaism actually has entrance requirements. So I would say, depending on context, if you've been recognized by if you've been recognized by the Jewish authorities, you're a member of the tribe.
I don't care whether you have. If you self-identify as Jewish, I support Rachel Dunnicell, the former fundraiser for the NAACP and I think Washington State, who self-identified as black and curled her hair and put on Tanner or whatever. I don't care if that's what you want. If that's how you want to identify, then fine by me.
Yeah, well, I think you should be able to identify however you want, and I think that increases freedom, because if I was seeking a scholarship to go to college, I can identify as female. Okay? Well, I should be able to identify as a black lesbian, if that's what will get me the scholarship. And nobody should be able to tell me I'm not. And so, when somebody walks into a restaurant and they say, "We don't serve blacks here," they should be able to say, "Well, that's okay, I'm white."
Well, I think it's confusing, and this is the problem with race.
Confusing.
This is the problem with identity politics. Ralph,
exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. It bleeds into contradictions and nonsense.
Ralph?
Yeah, well, and the other point is I want to make is that Palestinians are actually Semitic.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a language group, so both Arabic and Hebrew are in the Semitic language, although that's really kind of willfully misunderstanding what accusations of anti-Semitism are, because despite the origin of the term, what calling somebody an anti-Semite means to the person who's saying it is generally, you hate Jews.
My response
to that would be, no, I'm not, I don't hate Jews. I do disagree with the government of Israel. I don't hate Americans, and I disagree with the government of America, too.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. I remember the Ice-T quote, "I'm not anti-Semitic, I'm anti," and then he listed some, like, Saul Rosenstein or whatever the heck the guy's name was that was used to be their manager or was related or something like that. You know, he felt ripped off by this one particular guy, and...
Oh,
he
and
was,
so the guy hid behind anti-Semitism said, "Oh, you're anti-Semitic."
And the press went with it, right?
Oh, of course they did.
Right. The press is willing to believe it because it's a very serious accusation to make. Now, you can hate people for lots of reasons, but if you hate them for anti-Semitism, it's the worst of reasons. And, you know, you take some guy for instance, Ice Cube. If I said Ice-T before, I apologize. Ice Cube, and who is a member of socially vilified ethnic underclass, especially at the time, he was a black, young black male, which is a pretty difficult group to be in.
Yeah.
Especially if you have any kind of anti-authoritarian leanings to you.
Mm.
Right. If you're not wearing a tie and a pressed shirt as a young black male, it could be a little rougher for you than it is for other folks. I do recommend, as a young black male, probably dressing very well and using your Sunday school manners is a good way to survive. But nonetheless,
if I adopted a black child, I would teach them to at least be able to walk and talk like Clarence Thomas. Okay? Not necessarily to do it all the time, because they should be able to fit in whatever any kid should be able to fit into whatever environment they find themselves in. But I would that would be within their repertoire of roles that they could play.
You say that people should be able to fit into whatever group they're fit in. But I find as I get older that it is, for me, less and less acceptable for people to sort of change themselves for social situations. So if I were to suddenly find myself surrounded with, I don't know how to use the proper terminology here, but when I was in prison, the nomenclature, the local tongue, was different than it is here outside.
Exactly.
And it would sound significantly more ethnic, right? And if I was to affect that tone that I used for years in certain social situations now, I would think it would sound disingenuous. It would sound affected. And I wouldn't want to sound that way.
Well, and that's the thing, is you want, like, I will do my best to make my listener understand me. And
sure.
So to the extent that I can, I will mimic his vocabulary. However, I'm not going to be, like, imitating him, because that's insulting in and of itself.
Yeah.
You can't mock somebody. But certainly if somebody, not just in language, but in cultural references, you know, there are some jokes that I would make to a black crowd that I wouldn't make to a white crowd, because I would be more likely to think that a black crowd had been exposed to, for example, a particular rap musician.
Or,
you know,
the notion of driving while black.
If it was a black crowd that was dressed in garb that suggested they had immigrated recently from Somalia, I might not make the same cultural assumptions. As a matter of fact, I'd make very different cultural assumptions. But the thing is, you're always making cultural assumptions because that's how you treat people with respect.
I think that that's true. I think that it's very human to do so. It's a thin line to tread.
As
long as we can agree on that.
Absolutely. Like a computer program, I tend to be liberal in what I accept and conservative in what I give.
Check us out at the Telegram group, telegram.freetalklive.com. Say goodnight, Mom.
Goodnight, Mom.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.